Welcome to the Prince to King podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Roos, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Today, I wanted to talk to the young man that is in a rut. I wanted to talk to the young man that no matter what he tries, no matter how badly he would like to change, deep, deep down, he's just really struggling to find that motivation, struggling to find that discipline to actually make some change. So I was there and I've spent periods in my life where I have been incredibly stuck, playing video games for 8-10 hours a day, watching a lot of porn, smoking weed, drinking too much alcohol. I've been there, okay? I've been in those scenarios where no matter how badly I wanted to change, I just couldn't get myself out of bed. I couldn't get myself to do it, okay? And so this is what I would do if I could go back in time and get that young man out of that rut quicker than I did in the past. And it's also what I did do to get myself out of those places when I find myself there. And what you'll find is over time and over practice, it's not that you never go back there, it's that you get yourself out of there a lot faster. So you start to learn more about yourself and you start to understand how you can help yourself get out of these places and make sure that the time spent there is as short as possible and the time spent outside of there is as long as possible. So the length of time between going into these ruts, into these slumps, starts to extend, and the time in this rut, in the slump, starts to decrease. Okay, so what are you going to do? First and foremost, is you have to be acutely aware of what's going on in your world. It starts with awareness. Okay, so what that looks like is look back over the previous day. Get a piece of paper out, a journal, a notebook, and start to write. Write down exactly what you did in the previous 24 hours over the previous week. Get a really good picture of where you currently are. This is going to be painful. For most of you, you are numbing yourself to your experience through one or multiple modalities. You might be smoking weed, watching a lot of porn, playing video games, binge watching Netflix, YouTube, scrolling on Instagram, TikTok. There'll be things that you are doing that are numbing you to the reality of your experience. So you need to get really clear on, like, my goodness, I was aware that things aren't good, but when I write this down and I look at my life, it is not great. Depending how old you are, write down your bank account, your finances, write how much you've worked in the last week, write how many friends you've got that you can call on. Get really clear on all areas of your life where you currently stand. Look at your daily habits. Look at the time that you spend on your phone. How many hours? And then make it more painful. So when I say make it more painful, think, if I continue living this way, where's my life going to end up? You don't have all the time in the world. You can't keep saying tomorrow, 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 Monday, Monday, Monday. I'll start the diet. I'll clean up my life. I'll clean my room. So first, get a really good awareness of where you currently are. Secondly, once you've looked at that, now let's start at the smallest steps possible. We're not trying to do anything too big, anything too large, anything too grand that we never started. I'm talking clean your room, make your bed, get rid of the rubbish on your desk. Just clean up your space. That's going to be the first thing, okay? Is just get clean. If you live on your own, clean up the whole house. If you live with your parents, clean up your bedroom, get rid of the dishes, do your laundry. Just get clean in your spaces, okay? That's step number two. First, get aware of how bad things are. Secondly, go and clean your room. Clean up the space that you're in. Thirdly, you're going to address the most important area of your life and the area in your life where you can make the most momentum and progress towards an end goal. Okay? So step three will be your fitness. This can be, depending where you are, going for a 5 to 10 minute walk. All right? because we're really aware of where you are. You need to make improvements. You don't need to go and sign up to a gym and start hitting the gym 7 days a week. You just need to start doing small things. And that can be going for a walk for 5 to 10 minutes, getting outside, whatever. That small next step you can take, take it in regards to your fitness, okay? Because fitness is difficult. And when you start to even go for 5 minute walks, 10 minute walks, 15 minute walks, you can see the progress. So let's step into your shoes right now, okay? You've gotten aware, you've cleaned up your room, you put your runners on, and you go for a 5 minute walk. That's Monday. Tuesday, you go for another 5 minute walk. Wednesday, you go for a 7 minute walk. Thursday, you go for a 9 minute walk. Okay, Friday, you go for a 10 minute walk. Now you've walked every single day, 5 days in a row. You're feeling good about yourself. Saturday, you do 15 minutes. Sunday, you do 15 minutes. Okay, you look at the week that was just gone by. You've now walked every single day, incrementally getting a little bit better and a little bit more each time. You can see it. You can track it. I did 5 minutes. Now I'm doing 15. Wow, go me. Okay, work your way up. Go to 20 minutes. Go to 25. And when you start to get the habits down, you go 14 days, 21 days, 30 days of just walking every day, then it's time to go to the next level. Okay, Dylan, I've done 30 days of walking. I feel good. I'm ready to go to the next level. And it might not take you 30. Maybe it takes you 14 or 21, but then go to the next level. Okay, can we go for a jog? Can we turn that 20-minute walk into a 5-minute jog with a 15-minute walk? Yes, I can. Great. Then can we do 10-minute jog, 10-minute walk? Great. Then can we do 15-minute jog, 5-minute walk? Great. Can we do a 20-minute jog? Great. Okay, what's the next step? Find something that you enjoy doing in relation to your fitness. If that's joining a gym, go join a gym. If that's riding your bike, go ride a bike. Start with something that you enjoy doing and just start. And then we build again and again and again. Okay, too often we try to go from zero to 100, and when we're in a rut, when we're in this really bad place, it's just not possible. We have to have a good understanding of our limitations and a good understanding of where we're at. If we haven't exercised in 6 years, don't try to go and join a gym and exercise every single day for the next week, because you're going to burn out. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We want to develop good habits, not the habit of quitting. And for most of you, you've developed the habit of quitting. So we need to start to develop the habit of showing up day in, day out. And if that is going for a walk for 5 minutes, but you show up every single day for 30 minutes, you're now developing the habit of showing up for yourself. You're developing and rewiring your brain and your beliefs about who you are. I'm the person that can do this every day for 30 days. Great. In the past, I would have quit after 6 days and felt really bad and gone back into my slump and then been in my slump for 2 weeks. Okay? It's the habit of showing up that we need to start to develop. So we start with our fitness. All right? Once we feel good about our fitness, we've got a consistent workout routine, whatever that looks like, then start to look at your diet. Start to clean that up. You can't feel good about yourself if you are not fueling yourself. So we're going to look at diet. We're going to look at sleep. All right. These two things for our health. What time are you going to bed? I'm going to bed at 2 a.m. every night. Okay. Same philosophy. Can you go to bed at 1:30? Can you go to bed at 1:15? Can you go to bed at 1? Can you slowly over time bring that 2 a.m. bedtime to a normal human being's bedtime? Dylan, I'm a night owl. No, you're not. You're a human. Humans go to bed when the sun goes down. You're a night owl because you spend all your time on your computer, your video games, or your phone. All right? You're a night owl because you tell yourself you're a night owl, and so you go and act like a night owl. It's your beliefs that drive your thoughts and actions. All right? Trust me, I used to be a night owl. I used to think that I was a night owl. I used to love staying up late. But that was just me not wanting to go to bed at 9 p.m. because if I went to bed at 9 p.m. and I sat there, all my thoughts and emotions would rush to me and I'd get really, really uncomfortable and I'd open my computer screen and I'd keep watching Netflix or I'd jump on the PlayStation again or I'd watch porn. Okay, so I've been there. I've been in your shoes. I understand what you're going through. So don't go 2 a.m. to 9. Go 2 a.m. to 1:30. Go 1:30 to 1. Go 1 to 12:45. Okay, just find those incremental changes. So get your sleep and nutrition. All right? So now we're starting to feel good about ourselves. We feel good in our bodies. We're starting to take care of ourselves. We're moving. We're eating a bit better. We're sleeping. Now what's the next thing? Purpose. Find purpose. Okay? This is going to be twofold. One, it's going to be being purposeful day to day. So with all of your thoughts, actions, emotions, being purposeful. Okay? Being intentional is another word. Right? A man who has purpose and a man who is purposeful moves very different to someone who's just going through the wind. So we need to develop this purpose. Now, this can be a big purpose, which will take time. Believe me, this will not be just like you sit down and figure it out. This will take time, okay? But we have to start today. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today, all right? So you want to be intentional in how you move and act. Big picture purpose you want to start to work on. Purpose day to day can come in the form of just of a job. Go and work. Go and make money. Go and work at a cafe, at a restaurant, fast food, boxing shelves. Doesn't matter. Go and get a job. Stop spending all your time at home pretending like you're going to become the next drop shipping millionaire or the next crypto guy or waiting for some opportunity to fall into your lap. Go out and just get a job. Work through. If you have to start with one day a week, start with one day a week. Build to two, to three, to four, to five. Build your part-time job until you are working 40 hours a week, which is a full-time job. Now you're starting to operate like a human. You're exercising, you're eating well, you're sleeping, you're working 40 hours a week. Great. For those young men who are still in school, okay, you have school. Start to clean up your studies. Start to spend 5 minutes studying, 5 minutes more, 10 minutes more, 15 minutes more. Okay, start to apply yourself in the areas that you can apply yourself in. Get a part-time job. Work that one day a week. Okay, get some extra money. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll start to stand up straighter. Okay, got a little bit of money and working. Great, awesome. Now your self-confidence goes through the roof or starts to grow. All right, so we become aware. We start to clean up our room. We get our fitness in order. We get our diet and our sleep in order. Then we start to develop our purpose. All right. And this purpose piece will be the seeds that grow and sprout in your life that will help you maintain discipline. Not motivation, discipline. I love what I do. I get to come on here. I get to film podcasts, do guest interviews, work with parents, work with young men in my Prince to King mentorship. I get to build a business. I love it. Is it hard work? Yes. Do I feel unmotivated? Yes. So I need to rely upon my habits and my discipline. All right. Then once you're in this place, okay, you're out of your rut. Congratulations. You've made it out of there. Then you can look to optimize your morning routines, optimize your work schedule, optimize, 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 right? But this episode is purely for those in a rut. All right. Some bonus habits or some bonus tips: meditating and journaling. These are I place above my exercise in terms of importance, meditation and journaling. Three, for those who are open to hearing this and for those of you who are already on this path, my connection to God. I read my Bible every day. I pray every day. That is my number one. That is, and I didn't grow up Christian. I didn't grow up with a strong faith. I always believed in God. But that is my number one go-to for transforming your life is going to be found in God and in, for me, the Bible. So back to meditation and journaling. I just meditate 10 minutes a day and I journal for 10 minutes a day. It's a 20-minute routine that I have in the morning. All right, 20 minutes dedicated to it. You can start with a minute meditation, minute journaling. All right, but just start to get these habits in. They're really, really helpful for figuring out who you are, for navigating why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, for boosting your mental health. They're really important habits. All right, exercise, meditate, journal. If you can do those three things every single day, the rest of your life will take care of itself. because you'll start to understand yourself better. You'll start to understand where you'd like to go. You'll start to understand your goals. You'll start to flesh out that bigger picture purpose that I mentioned. Okay? So they're really, really important. And for those who are open to hearing it, get connected with God. It is the ultimate life hack, is being connected to God and having that relationship. So I hope this helps for you young men who are in a rut, who are struggling right now. I've been there. Life does get better through effort, okay? Through intention and effort. You have to be intentional that you want your life to get better. You actually have to sit there and go, do I want my life to change? Do I want my life to be better? If the answer is yes, then it just requires you to follow the steps I've outlined and start to action in your life these steps. If you found this podcast useful, please subscribe, leave a review. I think it takes 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood will grow. And as always, Young King, sending you love and strength.